Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lichona njani Zuluganda ba olamukela ku studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 17 Mpalakazi 2017 ngo Chris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje amazwi kamcebisi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ibutho lizaphathisa ibandla lezanu PF ekukhankaseleni ukhetho aqhubeka ekhathaza abanye
so bad with most people are beginning to ask questions. Who can decide the matter of my sort? And is an careful with its ears on the ground, they are hearing that noise. But about Bangantel from Wisdom Bosom.
Ukususwa kudalela ekhabhinethi okwenziwe abomnumzana Sydney Sekeramai lo Kembo Mohati kungaba kutshengisa na ukuthi ababili laba bazakhethwa ukuba ngabasekeli bakamongameli.
Kusekela mayi kakhulu ngacaca kabanzi laphana ngoba ngisekela mayi ngeke benefit laphana ngoba nazele ngiye obe Trump card eka Jonathan Lezano phele.
Kubotshwa omunye undoda owetheswa icala lokuthuka umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa emethesa icala lokubulala umngani wakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Amazwi kamcebisi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ibutho lizaphathisa ibandla lezanu PF ekukhankaseleni ukhetho aqhubeka ekhathaza abanye. Umnumzana Chris Mutswangwa wethula amazwi la ngeviki edluleyo kwathi kuyonale iviki umkhokheli wenduna zomdabu umnumzana Fortune Jarumbira laye uthe izinduna zizaphathisa ibandla lezanu PF ekudingeni usekelo phambilini kokhetho. Ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazo umnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu utshele Studio 7 ukuthi amazwi la asechiye abanye bethandabuza ukuthi kanti vele uZulu wayengenelana ezitaladeni encedisana lamasotsha.
So kusiba sobala ukuthi most people are beginning to ask questions ukuthi kanti isasirayithi yini simathelo lamasotsha and is an PF with its ears on the ground they are hearing that noise. Ukuthi abantu bangani befuna ukubuza imbuzo mina. So usebuyele emuva umthangwa on behalf of the PF and became the very thing they purported to remove umkhaza. As it is, this uzama ukusenda ama fear to abantu bezimbabwe. Abantu bezimbabwe sebarehesa irevolution by rehearsing that day when they allowed them to go to the streets and march. Angila doubt ukuthi come 2018 kungawinenye iphathi engasozizana izani zami ukuyenza khona kwejala ukuthi abantu bazozimisela ukufa ezandleni zabomthangwa labo wethiwengo nabomnangabo ngoba babavumela bawuza umoya phandle ukuthi kanti ungagijima mpela ugijigijima esitaradeni kuyenzakala ulutho.
Kodwa ke nxa sikhangele khona lokho okukhulunywayo libandla lezanu PF kulakho na ukuthi kwenze ukuthi abanye besabe ukuvota bevotela amabandla aphikisayo.
Yes, besabe one babuye badonde, which was bevele kuyireason kamthango ukuthi besabe or badonde ukuthi sokwenzakele izanu futhi anti azanu bezibavele bakwazi ukuthi bakutshele nje bakutshele bethu bona likhampelana livotelani in any case vele izanu ngeka livumele ukuthi lithathe power. Vele yisizathu sikamthangwa ukuthi enza abantu besabe babuye badonde. So this kungalida to aphathe enkulu kakhulu, which I think was really the reason why esikhulumile lesi statement. And abantu bezanu mawubabuza manje bawutshela ukuthi umthangwa ngubani, omunye umbuza izolo ngimbuza yena lento wathena amasosha kanti aripota kumthangwa. They have branches and arms of campaign strategies. So Umthangwa is that arm that has been allowed to be careless and loose and threaten people. But there was what they can deny. I saw Mtangagwa. We know very well who this guy was in the forefront of the march, the removal of Mugabe. That's why he has even been called an advisor to the president. So it is true. Indeed, if Abantu are not careful. So what it means now is that these different parties, the APA, MTC, and other smaller parties, the NPP, should intensify our campaign. But Abantu would not have me. What we say, nothing is sad. In talking about our opposition parties, if they're serious about taking over power, should now address this thing in the hearts of their people. They should end up our combos with this. Possible to remove a gorilla. We removed one. So let's remove the next one that's trying to emerge now.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazo ebekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ese South Africa. Kunjalo nje omunye undoda uAugustive Kativu ubesemthethwandaba izolo eHarare ngemva kokubotshwa ngolwesihlanu phandle kwamahofisi ebandla lezanu PF lapho kade kusenziwa umhlangano weCongress. UKativu bethwele amabhakane elinye elithi uMnangagwa wabulala umngane wakhe. Amanye amazwi kade elotshwe kumabhakane akhe athi uMnangagwa upha imisebenzi amaChina. UMnangagwa lo Chiwengwa ngamasela lelinye elithi Chiwengwa ungachaya abathengisa izitaladeni ungayenzi njalo qala ubanike imisebenzi. Emthethwandaba uKativu uqale ubeseqala ukuthuka uMnangagwa wahle wavalwa umlomo. Uzaphindela njalo emthethwandaba ngeviki ezayo. Kolunye udaba olufanayo ukususwa kudale elebandla lezanu PF elimqoka ele Politburo okwenziwe abomnumzana Sydney Sekeramai lo Kembo Mohadi sekuthiya abanengi belemibuzo eminingi. Abanye ngabathi lokhu kungaba kutshengisa ukuthi ababili laba bengaba bezakhethwa ukuba ngabasekeli bakamongameli Mnangagwa. Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Max Mkandla uthi umnumzana Sekeramai nguye owayethiwa engaba ngumongameli lixuku le-G40 ikakhulu umnumzana Jonathan Moyo okumenza engabi lethuba lokukhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe.
Kusekeramai kakhulu ngacaca kabanzi laphana ngoba uSekeramai ngeke benefit laphana ngoba nazele ngiye obe Trump card eka Jonathan lezanu phele labo Grace Mugabe ukuthi khona ebe nguye ongaba ngupresident laphana ongathaka over ahead of uMnangagwa. Yena akazenge kulandile konke khona lokho eclear indication yokuthi khona yena ngokwakhe kuzile ungane kube umgabe ngale labo Jonathan usukhangela ukuthi khona operation restore legacy yebo yebonakala lamasocha encedisana lamasocha azenge itholakale khona lapho watholakala nje vele ile umuntu ungazali umuntu oyikhulumeli sikamgabe ngale kumpomelela umgabe eclear indication ukuthi khona laphana ngeyikhempi yona lana so labana akula garanto engaba khona ukuthi khona uSekeramai ngaba umuntu oloyal kunyu look yezana kumbe kunyu look setup ye government.
Umnumzana Mohadi ke yena kungakuhamba njani ukuthi angaphiwa isikhundla ku Politburo?
UMohadi ke nguminister we state security, so into zonke kade zisenzakala alibana bebe umuntu othembakaleyo umuntu kade ezatshela uMnangagwa kumbe tshele yona i-ami ngokwayo ukuthi lapha kulento enje yenzakalayo. So ngomunye wabantu labana babehlala that committee eyayihlala khona laphana ikhangele ukuthi khona izinto zihamba njani against the new look ekhona yena le structure esikhona sePolitburo ikakhulu uMnangagwa lama-general. Kutshengisela ukuthi lesandla laye khona laphana uMohadi khona laphana.
Ungacaca lapho othi khona lesandla isandla sani?
Ngulama meetings wona lana yabenzilwa ngabe yena kuba ngamdizanga whatsoever party umuntu oyabe nguye ophethe i-state security kambe sibili kungabe kusenzakala elizweni angabe ngakwazi for intelligence yangkhona iyabizelanga i-reporting system yakhona yona ivela ngani right from uPO, iyo ngu-provincial intelligence we-CIO up to the general obonyongela abantu i-reporting system yakho niyabikhamba njani babe ngahlali yini amadali yabo enkundleni yabo ukuthi khona beyibonisane ni-state affairs ngiselizwe so kwathi sokusiyakhutshwa umnangagwa laphana kukhutshwa omatanda laphana kukhutshwa omtswangwa ngomunye umuntu wayehlala ku-that round table to detect and then decide ukuthi khona labana bangakhutshwa labana bengakhutshwa labana bangakhutshwa yes ekusigcineni kwangikhona layo ukucine siba yi-victim layo selahlwa kodwa-ke akucaci khona laphana ukuthi khona yena ungale wayelahlwa njani okuyikho kusemgcekeni ukuthi yena beku-state security lezi labana bangabe bamkhuphela a-different reason njengobaumama lwana nje wayefuna more of a position njalo nxa babekhutshwe ngulwane umama lwana uthiwa ngugreece ngoba kuyayixotshisa abantu laphana kuyabe kukhona yena akwenzayo kumbe lwana umama lwana ayezama ukuthi khona kungenisa omunye umuntu ongaba ngumuntu ongaba ngu-vice president from matekelele icongress isidlulile nxa icongress yabo le-extra congress siyedlule engekho khona laphana hhayi futhi uthi kukhona okukhona
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Max Mkandla ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazo bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Inani labantu abacapha umngcele omutsha ophakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana owe Mlambapeli duze leGwanda seliqansile ngesikhathi abeZimbabwe besiya ekhaya kukhefu leKhisimusi. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kweleBotswana.
Ukuvulwa komngcele womlambampeli nyakinye kwawukhayelela ukwehlisa inani lesihambi esebenziswa umngcele wePlumtree lawyer Ramukhwebane wona ohlala wayisiphithiphithi kakhulu ngesikhathi sekhefu elifanele lekhisimusi omele iBotswana kweleZimbabwe umzana Masinyeho Fisher uthi umngcele lo usuqala ukuba lesihambi eziningi enyangeni ezintathu edluleyo kusukela ngomfumfu uchaphe abantu abayizinkulungwane ezingamathumi amabili noma nje umgwaqo ocele leZimbabwe okuchapha umubi. Elebotswana lona lithi lizaqhubeka lithuthukisa lumngcele ngoba kulabanye abalesihlobo emazweni omabili abakade besiyabhoda ePlumtree kumbe eMatseloje ngenxa yokuswelakala kwendawo yokuchapha eseduze noma nje iningi ikakhulu abasuka endaweni ezingezansi kwele Mandebeleni duze labo Khezi kanye leGwanda lisamukela umngcele omutsha bathi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele azame ukulungisa okufana lemgwaqo kanye lamahofisi. Unkosikazi Angeline Ndlovu ungomunye othi kawulungisiswe lumngcele ngoba unceda abaningi.
Siyayamukela indaba yokuvulwa kweboda lesemlambapheli duze kweGwanda kuzakwenza kube lula ukuthi abantu bahambe kahle ngalesi sikhathi esibhize seKhisimusi. Iboda yePlumtree izaba less congested kodwa esikufisa kakhulu ukuthi nana bakhangele le ndaba yemgwaqo. Imgwaqo yakhona ngani mibi sibe nxa uhulumende engakwanisa ukuthi ayilungise imgwaqo mbonani kuyaba yinto enhle kakhulu.
Umgwaqo wemlambampeli awuhambeki kakhulu ngemoto ezincane njalo uma izulu linile kuba nzima ukuthi isihambi sichaphe. Umnumzana Dumi Ncube laye uthi awulungisise umngcele ngoba ungasiza abantu abayendaweni esisemathebuleni south ababanjwa ngamandla ukuthi baye bhoda ePlumtree lakobulawayo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwendawo yokuchapha eqondileyo.
Yeah, this border post I think is a Caesar abantu abaningi ngesikhathi because uma ngokuya kobulawayo for abantu abayindawona ezifanana lapho Gwanda uMashingo and surrounding areas it casts the costs and time and distance.
Uhulumende weBotswana ubethumile umnumzana Fisher ukuthi ahambe ekhangela imingcele phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana yonke emine ukuthi ilungiselelwe kanganani ukubamba isihambi ngekhefu leKhisimusi. UFisher uthi yonke imingcele isilungile wePlumtree leRamakhwebane ungasoke uvalwe ngekhefu leKhisimusi ngoba kuyiwo oba lesihambi eziningi siphose sifike isigidi ngomnyaka. NgoMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 Xavro kweleBotswana.
Njani mahlabe zulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo 6 a.m., 2 p.m. la ngo 7 p.m. eZimbabwe. Isibamba kumakakasi athi 909 meter wave 4930 15580 laku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa kuFacebook kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele.
Land of sunshine. Blue sky, land of promise, overflowing, milk and honey.
Amalungiselelo omthimba omkhulu ojonge ukuthuthukisa ezamasiko lesipho semvele sokugiya lokuchichimba okugcwele edolobheni lakobulawayo owe-extra intwasa asefike kusibanga saphezulu. Abaqoqi besithi sebelindele ukujabulisa uZulu kusukela mhlaka 28 Lwezi kusiyafika mhlaka 31 edolobheni lakobulawayo. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekhona le kobulawayo.
I-Extra Intwasa ilandela Intwasa Arts Festival kobulawayo eyenziwa ngompandula minyaka yonke kobulawayo. Intwasa Extra izaqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Celebrating a New Era, njalo iza ngolwezi ukuzojabulisa labo abakhutha ekampandula. Abaqoqi beIntwasa bachaze ukuba uhlelo lokuhlekisa abantu olwalungekho ngumpandula luzabe lukhona, njalo iIntwasa Extra iza ukuzojabulisa abantu ngemva kokuphuma embusweni woncindezelo sebekhangelele ukuba kumnyaka ozayo kube lomehluko. Umqondisi wohlelo lweIntwasa uMnumzana Raisdon Baya ubike ukuba sokusele iviki ukuba baqale ukubukisa imidlalo lemisebenzi yezandla ehlukeneyo ethi konke kuhamba kuhle, njalo kuyabe kungabizwa ozwayo ngoba lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela phandle kwelizwe zizabe zikhona zizojabula ku-Extra Intwasa.
Sokusele iviki eyodwa ukuthi Intwasa Extra iqale kobulawayo. Amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle. Imidlalo yentwasa extra iqala mhlaka 28 December ize yephela mhlaka 31. Kulabadlali abakhulu abadumileyo abekondlo abahlabelayo labadlala amadrama.
Isikhulumeli seIntwasa uMnumzana Nkululeko Nkala uchaze ukuba yebo uhlelo lokhe luqhubeka njengokuhlela kwabo kwamalanga amane azabukisa imisebenzi etshiyeneyo.
Intwasa Extra iqalisa mhlaka 28 iphele mhlaka 31 ngalo December. Intwasa Extra umdlalo elethelwa yintwasa iyo yona esiyenza ngoSeptemba minyaka yonke. Sithi nxa sithi extra lapha sizama ukuthi kubalandeli bethu bentwasa sithi ubani lathi siqedisene nominyaka sikholisa sindawonye. Siqalisa mhlaka 28 ngalabo abahlekisayo esithi thina yi-Night of Great Comedy.
Ukhuthaze abantu ukuba baze ngobunengi bezojabula lemuli zabo ukuze bagqibe umnyaka ngenjabulo lokukhangelela ukuba le-Intwasa Arts Festival kobulawayo yomnyaka ozayo. I-Intwasa Extra ijonye ukubonisa ukwehlukana kwamasiko abantu, ukuhlomisa omama lamantombazana akubhizimusi lokuzilibazisa, ukuthola amabhizimusi amatsha kunye lokuthakazelela inguquko yombuso ezweni. I-Intwasa Extra isekelwa yi-Open Society Initiative of Southern Africa, i-OSISA, iPamberi Trust, i-Arts Hub Zimbabwe, le-Patsime Trust. Intwasa Arts Festival kobulawayo yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2005 kobulawayo ijonge ukukhulisa amasiko lesipho semvelo, ukugiya lokuchichimba okugcwele kuleli dolobho. Idolobho lakobulawayo jikelele ngesikhathi se-Intwasa Arts Festival ivame ukubukisa imisebenzi etshiyeneyo kundawo zokuzilibazisa ezisendaweni ezitshiyeneyo idolobho lonke, kusukela kumidlalo, ukugida, ingoma, ukuhlekisa ngenkulumo, amabhuku lempahla zokugqoka. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Abantu abathathu kade behlome okwesabisayo bangene kwenye isonto edolobheni leQuetta ePakistan baziquphula bafa ndawonye lamakholwa ayithoba minwembili. Iziphathamandla zakule Australia zithi isizwalwane sakale South Korea sibotshiwe ngemva kobufakazi obukhomba ukuthi besiyinsoli yelizwe leNorth Korea. Sekubunjwe njalo elinye ibandla lezombusazwe elikhangelelwe ukungena kukhetho oluzayo. Umkhokheli waleli bandla ngusomabhizimusi umnumzana Cuthbert Ncube. Kesizwe ingxoxo esiyenzelayo.
Ukhuluma nomnumzana Ncube lapha uCuthbert Ncube and leading iZimbabwe Rainbow Democratic Party.
Leli libandla elisungulwe nini?
Libandla elisungulwe almost 5 months ago and then officially sazibika emphakathini, but all along umsebenzi usaqhubeka kuma grassroots ngoba sikholelwa ukubana nqali libandla labantu maliqale ngaphansi lingaqaleli phezulu. Yinto esungulwe abantu baseZimbabwe.
Kahle kahle ibandla leli limeleni?
Leli bandla ke njengoba usilibizi bana yi-Rainbow Democratic Party, ibandla elimele abantu bonke baseZimbabwe. Nxa ungakhangela iy'nhlungu ney'nhlupheko ebesiphila ngaphansi kwazo almost 38 years now kungenamehluko okhona. So besinabo-ke amaqembu esingababiza kubana ngama-opposition parties, but i-impact abake baba nayo bayenza kule indawo ayizange yaba nomehluko omncane. So sabona-ke kufanele ukubana siphakame sine, sikhulumisane nesizwe, sikhulumisane nabantu ukubana sibe nenjongo inye, ukubana sikhulule ilizwe lakithi ngaphansi kwencindezelo esingayibiza phecelezi nge-economic slavery siphakathi kuyo namhlanje.
Manje libandla lakho lilamalunga ilizwe lonke jikelele na, njalo ungasitshela ukuthi selilabantu abangani?
Kakhulu ngibuye ngizame ukubana iqhesane ukubana ayisilo bandla lami cha, libandla labantu eselisabalele kuwo wonke ama-province. Njengobana ngikhuluma sinamagatsha eHarare province, sinamagatsha-ke eMathebeleland and then sebenze nama-inroads as well eMidland. So siphakathi komkhankaso already ama-structures sewebunjiwe to the extent okubana silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo. Sibheke ukubana kube nama-MPs nama-councillors senators azomela amalungelo nenkululeko yabantu. Sikhangela ukubana singena ekhethweni esibhekane nalo, njengobana ngishilo ukubana libandla labantu elisungulwe ngabantu from the grassroots levels. So babhizi balungiselela ukhetho esibhekane nalo oluka-2018.
Lona ibandla lakho limi njani? Ungasitshela nje abalutshwana abanye abakusekelayo labanye abalezikhundla zaphezulu?
Njalo ngisikhumbuzane mnumzana ukubana ayisilo bandla lami, ibandla labantu. Ngithemba ngithanda ukubana ngikugcizelele lokho. Yebo, sesiqalile ukubana sibe nabantu abasisekayo. Bangicelile-ke ukubana ngibe yi-interim mongameli, of which ngivumile ukubana ngibathungamele, and already sinawo-ke ama-structures esinawo nationally. No chairman wethu, sibuye njalo sibe mobilizing secretary wethu. Yes.
Ye, uyabaqamba lapho izikhundla ezikhona. Ungasipha amagama abantu bona labo bathoyo ukuthi sebekhona abalezikhundla oziqambileyo?
Yebo Nkosi yami, ngingabasho lapha ukubana sinobaba uMasuku, uDonald Don Masuku. Yes, onguyenje osiphathele i-interim structure ku-mobilizing nationwide. And then sinaye ubaba uMalaba onguyena-ke osithungamelayo ongu-chairman wethu for the interim structure esinaso.
UMalaba yena engubani igama lakhe lokuqala?
Ubaba uGibson Malaba.
Abanye baza kukhumbula usebandleni le-National People's Party. Kahle kahle wena ungubani? Ungasitshela nje imbali yakho ngamafitshane nje.
Yebo Nkosi yami, ngiyathokoza kakhulu ikakhulu nxa ngithole ithuba lokubana ngikhulumisane nesizwe, ngikhulumisane ngikhulumisane nawe msakaza ngikholela ukubana lithuba lami yisikhathi sami engisengibhekane ngqo ngaleli qembu engiliholayo. Yebo bengingemuva ngale NPP of which kumina isiyinto yayizolo, so ngikholelwa ukubheka phambili ngingabheki emuva. Ngifunde okuningi kakhulu ngaphansi-ke kobuholi bukamama. Ngabuya mina okwenza ukubana ngisukeke ngizimele or mhlawumbe ngifocus on critical issues that actually affect our country. Ngisuke singaboni-ke ngenjongo inye, our objectives were totally parallel. So hence I thought ukubana for the sake of our masses, I wouldn't actually love the situation ukuthi ikhohlise isizwe sakithi ngase ngiphuma-ke. But I had learned quite a lot under him amtis. And also, I'm part of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, which I sit in the board as well. Ngi vice president as well, the Africa region. So much is that within the international platform, kuningi esengikufundile, kuningi esengikubonile.
Bakhona abanye abazathandabuza ukubana kanti kungani ungangeni kwamanye amabandla, ngoba besithi bona amabandla semaningi kakhulu okokuthi abunjwa kathesi bangani abantu kabamukeli. Uthi nona khona
Sakazi, I have gone on a very extensive consultation.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Cuthbert Ncube, umkhokheli webandla elitsha elithiwa Zimbabwe Democratic Rainbow Party. Sixoxela ecingweni ekwabulawayo. Nxa lingifuna lani ukungena kukhetho, lingasipha inombolo zenu ku 0012024650318 sixoxe emoyeni. Kesikhangele ezemidlalo, amaqembu omdlalo we-volleyball akwele Zimbabwe athi ele support unit kanye lele Harare City yiwo anqobe kumncintiswano we-Zone 6 Volleyball Club Championships obuqutsha kobulawayo kuviki yonale. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu leHarare City liphakamise isicoco kumncintiswano wabesifazane ngemva kokunqoba eleBotswana Defence Forces 6 nge-3-1 lathola imendulo zegolide, kuthi eleBDF 6 lathola imendulo zesilver. Iqembu leCamplitz laseSouth Africa lithole imendulo yombala we-2C ngemva kokunqoba eleVUT emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu eliphutshe elisendaweni yesithathu nge-3-0. Iqembu leHarare City ndawonye leBDF, leCamplitz kanye leVUT athe ngokuphutsha esendaweni ezine eziphezulu kumncintiswano wabesifazane zathola ilungelo lokuyamela umhlubulo wangezansi yezwekazi lase-Afrika kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Afrika oza kuba khona ngomnyaka ozayo. Umdlali weqembu leHarare City uAlvina Spanda uthi kuzamele belungiselele kanzima ukuze benelise ukuncintisana lentshantshu zakwezinye izigaba zelizwekazi lase-Afrika.
Hopefully sizoqalisa i-training end of this year, beginning next year, kuthi sibe ne-time eningi yokupractisa njenge-team. Kumele sipractise hard because ama-teams atrainer very hard, badlala i-volleyball from morning to evening. So kumele sifake i-full time sitraine very hard.
Kucelela besilisa, iqembu le-support unit linqobe ele-UZ Wolves nge-3-1 lathola isicoco kanye lemendulo zegolide, kwathi ele-UZ Wolves lithole imendulo zesilver. Iqembu le-Redskins elaseLesotho yilo elithole imendulo zombala we-2C ngemva kokunqoba ele-Uni Jozi nge-3-1 emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu eliqede imidlalo lisendaweni yesithathu. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-support unit u-Itanang Abu Basutu uthi baphumelele ngoba besebenze gadalala belungiselela limidlalo.
Kumnandi ukuwina but through hard work besisebenza besiyitageti. Sesawina i-bronze, sawina i-silver, so besikwazi ukuthi at least we must get gold this time. Siqede team ukutrena, training the right thing.
Iqembu leHarare City, ele-UZ Wolves, ele-Redskins kanye lele-Uni Jozi yiwazamela isigaba sikaZone 6 kumncintiswano we-African Club Championships ngomnyaka ozayo ngenyanga kaMabasa, wona ozaqhutshelwa elizweni elikhona lizaqanjwa. Umncintiswano we-Zone 6 Volleyball Club Championships uzaqhutshelwa edolobheni le-Durban eliselizweni lase-South Africa ngomnyaka ozayo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Njanji, silugqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Asidibaneni njalo ngo 7:30 ntambama.